Hello, this is Christina Lundeen, and you're listening to Angelic Empowerment. I'm an author of the book, The Angel Connection, Divinity in the New Energy. This book is available in local bookstores and also through Amazon.com. I'm a teacher and a coach for those who want to work specifically with the angelic realm, and I really appreciate spending the time with you today and doing meditations to assist you in raising your level of vibrations and your heart opening to be able to reach higher levels of the angelic realm. I am here to channel your angels to give you messages of truth, light, knowledge, and wisdom, and to give you a greater understanding of how to connect to your angels. These messages can empower you in your daily life to help you receive the things that you need and desire. I pray that you have eyes to see, ears to hear, and an open heart to receive the messages that you need today. I thank you, Lord, for your love and your light as we call forth the highest angels to bring information that is clear, helpful, and useful for today. I thank you for your protection as we do so, and I thank you that I am that clear and pure channel of your love and your light. Amen. Amen. What we are going to do today is some meditations. We're going to start off with the Archangel Chakra Prayer. That prayer is for opening and or balancing your chakras through the assistance of the Archangels. As we are speaking this, listen to the words that you are saying. Participate out loud, and you can move your hands over the chakras so that it gives you a better idea of where each one is and what the energy feels like as it opens. After we do that, we're going to do a cellular meditation, which is for healing your physical body. Then we will go and share that healing light with the rest of the world. If you do not have any healing that you need within your physical body, then use this time and that part of the meditation to raise the vibration of each cell, each vein and artery, each organ within your body up to a higher level, so that when you share your light with the world, then you will be at an even higher state. So let's start off with the Archangel Chakra Prayer. We're going to start with the root chakra, and as you do this, you can move your hand over each chakra with light flowing from your hand. Just visualize that coming from the palm of your hand. For the people that are healers that are listening, you will not see the light actually coming from your hand. You will see it coming from your heart, even though you're moving it up to each chakra. This is just an intention, just a way for us to place the intention into each chakra area. So placing the hand over the root chakra, repeat after me. I call on Archangel Michael to assist me in opening and maintaining my root chakra. Thank you, Archangel Michael, for helping me stay grounded in this world. I thank you for helping me walk on the easy path of my life as I get closer to the fulfillment of my purpose. I thank you, Archangel Michael. Take a deep breath in, visualizing that light going into the root chakra, and breathe out. Moving up to the sacral chakra, I call on Archangel Metatron to assist me in opening and maintaining my sacral chakra. Thank you, Archangel Metatron, for helping me recognize my physical and emotional needs. I call on you to assist me whenever I am out of balance. I thank you for reminding me to choose joy for each day of my life. I thank you, Archangel Metatron. Take a deep breath in. Every time you breathe in, You're sinking your intention into that chakra energy. And breathe out. Moving up to the solar plexus. With your hand 2 to 3 inches above the solar plexus area, visualize light flowing into it. Repeat after me, I call on Archangel Uriel to assist me in opening and maintaining my solar plexus chakra. Thank you, Archangel Uriel, for reminding me to use my power. I call on you to help me remember to breathe. I am asking for you to strengthen my connection to the source of all life. Each day, with your help, I strive to keep fear out of my thoughts. I thank you that I now understand who I truly am. I thank you, Archangel Uriel. Take a deep breath in and breathe out. And this time, take a deep breath in like you're pulling the energy up from the earth all the way through your legs. And then as you breathe out, I want you to pull in your navel as if you're going to touch your spine. So breathe all the air out. We're going to put new fresh air in. Okay. Moving up to the heart chakra, placing your hand 2 to 3 inches above it with light flowing into your heart chakra. Repeat after me. I call on Archangel Raphael to assist me in opening and maintaining my heart chakra. Thank you, Archangel Raphael, for reminding me that God's love and light is a part of me as I am a part of Him. As I accept more of this love and light, I am filled to overflowing, and I choose to share that light with others. I call on you to assist me to heal and move past anything that is not of the highest light. I thank you, Archangel Raphael. Take a deep breath in and breathe out. The angels are telling me for you to shake out your shoulders, release the day, just relax and be fully present. Should start relaxing now. Moving to the high heart chakra. For those of you that don't know where that is, it's in between your heart and your throat at the little indentation on your neck. Okay? Placing your hand above that. I call on Archangel Zadkiel to assist me in opening and maintaining my high heart chakra. Thank you, Archangel Zadkiel, for helping me to understand, to accept, and to practice universal love and compassion. I thank you that I am now open to following my heart's guidance every day. I thank you, Archangel Zadkiel. Take a deep breath in. Should be more relaxed. And breathe out. And as you take this next breath in, stay in your heart and feel the strengthening of this connection to spirit. Just feel your heart in that resonation. Breathing in. And breathing out. Okay, moving to the throat chakra. Placing your hand 2 to 3 inches around the throat area. I call on Archangel Gabriel to assist me in opening and maintaining my throat chakra. Thank you, Archangel Gabriel, for reminding me to speak my truth, and to honor my needs. I call on you to help me know when to speak and when to listen. I choose now to see the truth, hear the truth, speak the truth, feel the truth, to be truth each day of my life. I thank you, Archangel Gabriel. Take a deep breath in and breathe out. When you're doing this deep breathing, visualize that you're grabbing from the bottom of your lungs and breathing in and then pushing all of the air out. For some of you, that is how you're going to get your healings, is just through your breath. It's very powerful. Moving to the brow chakra, which is also called the third eye, placing your hand 2 to 3 inches above that area of your body, I call on the Holy Spirit to assist me in opening and maintaining my brow chakra. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for assisting me with gaining spiritual knowledge, growing in my intuition, and growing in the strength of the power that is rightfully mine. I call on you to remind me that the people I meet every day have a specific purpose for their life also. I recognize they are a part of the divine, which makes them a part of me, as we are all one. I thank you, Holy Spirit. Take that deep breath in, sinking that intention into the brow chakra, and breathe out. Moving to the crown chakra, it's on the top of your head, placing your hand 2 to 3 inches above that area with light flowing into it. I call on the Christ light to assist me in opening and maintaining my crown chakra. Thank you, Christ light, for this permanent connection of light flowing through me in a stronger way every day. I now allow this light to heal every aspect of my soul. I call on you to remind me to share this bright light with others every day as I walk through my life. I recognize that I am always connected to God, and I choose to walk in that light more consciously. I thank you, Christ light. Take a deep breath in, visualizing that light flowing into the crown chakra, and breathe out. Then moving up our energy to the soul star chakra, which is above your head, placing your arm directly up in the air and folding your hand over, and that is around the area of your soul star chakra. Repeat, I call on Enoch to assist me in opening and maintaining my soul star chakra. Thank you, Enoch, for helping me focus my attention on the small everyday things and to perform them with love. I now raise my awareness of quality and understanding on all levels. I now have access to the divine blueprint of my life, and I know what my potential and my purpose is. With your help, I strive to be a balanced spiritual being, sharing love and light wherever I go. I thank you, Enoch. Take a deep breath in, feeling that divinity, and breathe out. Moving to the zeal point chakra, which is behind your neck, placing your hand 2 to 3 inches behind your neck. I call on Archangel Chamuel to assist me in opening and balancing my zeal point chakra. You help me remember my dreams. You remind me that these visions have information that can help me. You teach me how to use this information in my daily life. I thank you, Archangel Chamuel. Take a deep breath in and breathe out. And this time, as you take a deep breath in, I want you to make a cross over your body, starting with your soul star chakra all the way down to your root chakra and across your heart. So make a cross of light and surround it with a circle of light, which seals and protects your intention for what you have just stated. Okay. All right. So notice how you feel. It's a very empowering prayer. It is on my website. If you would like to say this every day, if you did it for a week or 2 weeks or 30 days, if you missed a day, you will notice a difference in your life. You will be much more strongly connected to spirit and more open to the truth of what is going on around you. My website is www.creatormediator.com. All right, so we're moving on to a meditation which can help heal you physically at the cellular level. And at the end of this, we're going to take that love and that light that we are accumulating and flowing through ourselves and share it with the world. This is an active meditation. You speak your intentions out loud. If you cannot speak out loud, then speak loudly within your mind. The stronger that you speak intentions to the universe, the quicker they hear you. If you are meek and mild, it does go out slower. So I'm all for doing things and getting things fast. And the angels say we can have it. There's no reason why things have to take time. So that's why I do it that way. I will be guiding you through your cells, healing your cells, and then also going to your organs of your body, and then going to your veins and your arteries and making sure everything is flowing smoothly, there's no blockages. And then after that, I'm going to ask you to state a part of your body that you want to concentrate this powerful light energy into. So you will have the opportunity to be specific about an area of your body. And then from there, we will then start sending it around the world. All right. Of course, most healings happen through the breath, so the angels are going to have you doing a lot of breathing. So make them very cleansing breaths. So for some of you that are regulars to my work with the angels, we know that this is the only time that we can get you to do it, so the angels utilize this time to get you as much of a healing as possible. If you were wanting to keep your body at optimum balance, then doing 3 long, slow, deep breaths 3 times a day will keep you there. Okay? All right. So you can sit or lie down in a comfortable position for this. It is not our intention to place you to sleep. It is a very active meditation, so I want you to take a deep breath in and breathe out, and I want you to state this prayer to call in the highest energy available to you. So repeat after me. I thank the universe for your love and your light as I call forth the highest angels to bring me power, healing, and light energy. I thank you for your protection as I do so. And I thank you that I am a clear and pure channel of this loving light. Amen. Okay, take a deep breath in, and I want you to hold it and breathe out and hold the air out. Take a deep breath in and hold it. Breathe out and hold it out. Take a deep breath and hold it. And breathe out and hold it out. Now continue to breathe calmly and yet deeply all throughout this meditation. Right now, with just your breath, you are becoming one with the universe. The breath connects you between Mother Earth and Father God through earth and heaven, and it connects and resonates through your heart. So feel the light flowing in through your crown chakra and up through your root chakra, meeting at your heart. This light energy flow is continuously pouring out of your heart chakra. Take a deep breath in and hold it. Breathe it out and hold it out. Visualize that light flowing in. Deep breath in. Hold it. Breathe out and hold it out. Okay. Talking to your cells, state, cells, I want you to start vibrating with the highest light energy you can hold. Breathe in and breathe out. State, cells, conform to the highest energy or remove yourself from my system. With new perfect cells replacing you. All is made right within my cells immediately. Breathe in. We want to sink the energy in your intention. And breathe out. Cells, I command you to release any memories of trauma. You are safe now. Cells, you are now in complete and perfect balance. Deep breath in. Feeling this intention to yourselves and breathe out. Okay. Talking to your organs. State, organs, I want you to function with the highest light energy you can hold. Organs, I command you to release any memories of trauma. You are safe now. All is made right within my organs immediately. Breathe in and breathe out. My organs are now in complete and perfect balance. Take a deep breath in, sealing this intention for your organs and breathe out. Now moving to the veins and arteries. State, veins and arteries, I want you to do your job efficiently and flow with the highest light energy you can hold. Any blockages in flow are now safely and easily removed. Veins and arteries, I want you to flow smoothly and perfectly throughout all of my body. Breathe in and breathe out. Veins and arteries, I command you to release any memories of trauma. You are safe now. All is made right within my veins and arteries immediately. My veins and arteries have just been cleansed by the highest light. Take a deep breath in, sealing this intention with light, and breathe out. Now state any part of your body that you want to pour this powerful light energy into. State my blank is now made perfect, whole, and complete with the highest light. Knowing this and believing this, take a deep breath in, breathing in that light, and breathing out anything left that is not of the highest light energy in your body. State, my entire body is in perfect balance. I know I am safe now. I am safe and I am healthy. Okay, visualize a cross of light within a circle of light over your entire body, sealing and protecting the changes that you have created. Breathe in and breathe out. Now take a few moments, breathing gently, to feel your body responding to what you have said. Feel the power of what you have just accomplished. If you believe it, you can receive it. Now taking this light that is flowing through your heart chakra, up through your root chakra, and down through the crown chakra, and send it to the room that you are now in and to every living thing in there. See the light filling the room. Continue to do your breathing. You're very powerful right now. Now send this light further throughout the building that you are in. See the light flowing through your heart and expanding into the entire building. Send this light to the street or the neighborhood you are currently in. See the light encompassing the entire area. Where there is light, no dark can be. Take a deep breath in and allow more light to flow in through your crown chakra and up through your root chakra and out of your heart. You're becoming more powerful, and you can handle more of the light energy. Now send the strong, loving light even further, surrounding the city that you are in. Nothing can stop this light from encompassing and filling the entire city. Now take this light and send it to the state that you are in. Visualize an outline of your state and see the light engulfing it. The light must go wherever you send it. See the light infusing into the dirt and flowing upward into the sky. Take a deep breath in. You're very powerful, yet you are very relaxed. And breathe out. Now send this light to your country. See the country outline and infuse it with this loving light that is flowing through your heart chakra right now. Take a deep breath in and breathe out. Send this powerful, strong, loving light to all the continents and land masses of Mother Earth. We will state the continents by name: Antarctica, South America, North America, Europe, Africa, Asia, and Australia. Just by stating these names, we know the light is infusing these places at this time. Now we would specifically ask for light to go to the Middle East and all the other hot spots in the world, whether they are environmental or man-made. We're giving this energy to the angels to specifically send to those areas, whether we know them or not, wherever it is needed. Now send this light to the waters that surround the continents and sustain us. Every stream, river, lake, and ocean is renewed at this very moment with the highest light energy. Now take a deep breath in and hold it and breathe out and hold it and breathing gently. Now pull your vision out into space and look at Mother Earth. See her completely surrounded in this light that you are channeling from the source. Breathe and hold the intention that light is healing all at this very moment. There are no judgments on where you think it is needed. You are just the channel allowing this powerful, loving light energy to flow through you. Now take a deep breath in and breathe out. Now place your hand out in front of your heart and visualizing the light that is flowing from your heart. Grab peace, love, and light into your hand, grasping it. And then open your hand and breathe it to Mother Earth while stating the breath of God delivers peace, love, and light through me right now. And just blow your hand like you're directing the energy to Mother Earth. I'll repeat that. The breath of God delivers peace, love, and light through me now. Feel complete peace in your own life and with what you are doing and sharing. Feel complete light. Feel complete love. State, I am peace. I am light. I am love. Take a deep breath in and breathe out. And repeat these affirmations. I am truth. You are truth. We are truth. We are one. I am peace. You are peace. We are peace. We are one. I am light. You are light. We are light. We are one. I am love. You are love. We are love. We are one. I am divine. You are divine. We are divine. We are one. I am one. Take a deep breath in while you're meditating on this oneness. This connection to every single being on earth and on the other side. We are all connected with God and with each other. No judgment, just pure love and pure light and peace, this overwhelming sense of peace. Now visualize the earth is still in front of you. You are out in space looking down on Mother Earth. And you join hands with all the light bearers of this earth, circling around the earth. And in a larger circle around all of us is our angels joining their energy together. And they are channeling the light through us to Mother Earth. Send this light down. Channeling the light from God, and hold hands as one. Be the vibration of truth, peace, light, love, and divinity. We truly are one. Take a deep breath in. Be fully conscious of being present in your body. Recognize what you have done for healing for yourself and for all others. Anytime you feel that there is nothing that can be done with the things and situations you hear on the earth plane, you remind yourself that you are more powerful and can assist from a higher level than anything that can be said on the earth plane or done through the earth plane. In your spirit, you are very powerful. And when you direct that clear, loving light to any situation, as big as the earth, as big as global warming, as big as any personal situation that you can go through, when you do it outside of ego and through your pure and clear spirit, you are so powerful you can change any situation with one thought. So remind yourself, you are not powerless. We can create change, and that is exactly what we're doing, one person at a time as we connect to each other. Repeat these affirmations. I acknowledge the light of the Creator. I acknowledge the light of the Creator in me. I acknowledge the light of the Creator expressed through me. I acknowledge the light of the Creator in others. I acknowledge the light of the Creator. That's an extremely powerful statement. And when we get down to the one that it says, I acknowledge the light of the Creator in others, that's what we have to remember when we're dealing with other people on the earth plane, that these people are also aspects of the Creator, just like you are. And they are perfect in their walk on earth, just as you are. It's just an illusion that we are separate from God. And we are doing everything we can to remember who we are. Some people are walking on a harder path in their remembrance of who they are than others. And those of us that are on the easier path are here to help those that are on the harder path. And we do that through compassion and allowing them to make their own choices, but being there for them when they ask us for assistance, when they ask us questions, when they do need our help and are ready to receive it. We are not here to push things on anyone. When dealing with the angelic realm, you will notice that they do not push. They do not tell you what to do. But if you ask the right questions, they will give you very honest and open and life-changing answers. If you're ready to ask those questions of your angels, if you are not happy in your current situations that you have going on in your life, and you want to hear those answers, your angels are right there, ready to help you. Everyone has angels, and every one of the angels can get you the answers that you need. So if you have a particular situation that you're dealing with and you want answers now, then you state the question and you say, I thank you, angels, that you give me the answer to this question in clear and simple way, that there is no way that I can miss the answer. Put it right in front of my face and make it so clear that I know it's from you. Amen. And they will do it. I've seen them do it in my own life. I talk about it in my book, The Angel Connection. They literally put the messages on billboards as I was driving down the road and when I wasn't paying attention to what they were trying to tell me. They literally put them in newspapers, in books, with people calling you at just the right time. So it's for you to pay attention to the answers because your angels are always there. The synchronicities are always there. It's just whether we see them or hear them. So if it's your intention to make a stronger connection to your angels, then tell them that you want these messages so clear that you cannot miss them. Okay. I would like to channel a message from one of the archangels. What happens is I am still fully present as Christina, but I allow them to speak through me, to speak to your heart. So just take some deep breaths and relax. If you would like to connect to my energy at this minute, then that is totally fine, and you can see and hear and experience what I am as I am channeling. I invite you to do so. Listen to the message, and afterwards I will tell you when I am back so that you know that the message is finished and it is no longer an archangel speaking. It takes me just a second. I'm going to take some deep breaths, so just relax and enjoy this message to you, to your heart, from an archangel. Greetings. We are Zadkiel, and we are here to open your heart to a greater degree than you have experienced before. You are ready to move past the things that have been holding you back. We have been nudging you to forgive those people in your past and in your present, for it is no longer serving you, and it is not doing anything to the other person. Each soul resides on this earth to play certain roles in other people's lives. They are playing this role at your soul's request. If you view it from the bigger picture, that your soul is here to learn lessons, then you can forgive these people who you feel have hurt you and let the energy go so that you can move into a higher love, a higher light, higher vibrations that can make your life easier while you learn your other lessons. Some of you have been dragged down into the mud of the earth, and it is not fun for you to be there. Bills, work, car issues, divorce, all of these situations can be handled easier through forgiveness and through respect of your own energy. Stopping the flow of energy through anger and resentment and frustration to the other person will allow you to be more in control of your own power. When you are feeling these lower energies, you give over yourself to those people. Take back your power now. Stop the cycle of dragging you down. You will feel better instantly, and tomorrow the light of the sun will shine brighter in your world. It will be just because you chose to not dwell in the mud any longer, for you have always had that choice. We are unable to do anything for you unless you ask us. We love your process of learning certain lessons. We love you from a higher level of compassion than what you may experience on the earth. We do not interfere when you are struggling. This earth was created as a special place of free will, and we are unable to interfere with that. The second that you call on us, call on your own angels, we will be there, and we will do everything we can to turn your situation around. It is our intention to help you walk on the easiest path for your life. Hasn't it been long enough going on the harder route? Just take a few moments and call on us today. Tell us what you need. Open your heart and allow us to show you what is in your heart. Make a list of the people in your life and in your past. If you have a negative thought about a person's name as you are writing it, then you need to release that person to the universe and release that energy from your physical and emotional bodies. This process can take some time, but you will notice immediately the release and the difference. It is the biggest blessing that we can give you at this time. If you need assistance with your bills, remember that the energy flow of the universe for abundance at this time is flowing through your heart. So if your heart is taken up with lower energy, then that is part of your heart that we cannot send abundance to you. You can open up the channel by clearing the way of your heart, asking for your heart to be cleared and for any gates or doors and protection that you have placed on your heart to be removed. You will feel uneasy and vulnerable for a few days in your time, but this will not last, and if you can make it past and breathe through those vulnerable times that you feel, then your protection will stay away, for you no longer need that form of protection of covering your heart. You have wisdom and knowledge to build upon now. You will make higher choices for your life. If you need assistance for making choices, you can always call on us, and we will assist you with that. take time to honor your body, honor yourself, respect your energy, and respect others' energies. If you are feeling that someone is draining you, then ask yourself, why are you feeling drained? Is this person taking part of your energy? Do you not resonate with this person's energy any longer? You can request that a person be moved out of your way. The angels will then bring higher resonation of friends into your energy that will assist you in your growth and not hold you back. There are many things that are going on within the earth plane, shifting and moving. There are talk about global warming. What people don't understand and won't open up their eyes and their ears and their heart to is that just as you have birthed into the fourth dimension and are quickly moving your physicalness into the fifth dimension, your cells are moving and expanding so light can flow through them, your bones, your skin, everything is changing within your physicalness, and you will have a lighter body. Just as this is going on for you, it is also going on for your Earth. She is birthing into a new dimension, and there are changes that will occur with this. Do your part, but stay out of judgment. The judgment holds you back. Move more into compassion and love, and send the light wherever you feel that's necessary. Do whatever you think you should do for your part, but allow others to make their own choices. This is all a process of learning and evaluating and changing. Things that look the way that they are right now are not going to look the same 5 years in your time or 10 years further down the road. There is not gloom and doom. There is peace. There is light and love up ahead, and you are the beginning of that process. Every person that you touch in your life with your light energy, with your happiness and your joy, no matter what is going on around you, will affect other people. Most of you listening are working for Spirit right now, whether it is by blessing people as you drive past them in your cars, or walking past them in the grocery store, or whether you are called upon to heal others through your body work, or through sending light to specific countries and catastrophes and situations that go on the earth plane. No matter what level you are working at, you are working for Spirit. And the more you keep your body open, your heart open, and your mind open to the higher things of Spirit, the easier we can channel and flow through you to assist everyone else. You will see many things in this lifetime. And when you cross over and you see the totality of the bigger picture, you will see that there is no need for concern and no need for worry. All is well. And all is in divine order. The God Source knows exactly what is going on. We are here for you. You can call on us at any time, the archangels or your own personal angels or the teaching angels. Whoever it is that you need, we will send the right energy. We thank you for listening and for allowing us to help you heal those places in your body and in your heart that you needed to take care of today so that you could be of better service in a higher and greater way than ever before. The earth needs you, and we cannot do this without you. Blessings. Okay, everybody. This is Christina. Thank you very much for allowing me to share with you. May you be blessed with all good. May your heart be illuminated with insight about things of your life, and may you be graced with the knowledge of things eternal. You can reach me at www.creatormediator.com. Many blessings to all of you. Thank you for allowing me the honor to share with you my work with the angels.